Then the sugi of Chachma and Bina, moving towards the end of this first maimer, we've learned the two personalities of the predominantly Chachma type of person and the predominantly Bina type of person, and how such people look in their Avodas Hashem, and the Netiyas HaNefesh, Chachma and Bina. There's only the first maimer. We're going to continue afterwards to understand on a deeper level, more pnimius. Obviously, our avodah in life, as we've been learning, our avodah is to integrate the two koyches of Chachma Bina. We all have those koyches in nefesh. One person is naturally more inclined to Chachma, the other more to Bina. The avodah is to bring about a healthy merging of those two ways. The Derech HaBaal Shem, which is what the Sefer is all about, and how Liman is all about, the Derech HaBaal Shem, revived the world of Chachma in a very powerful way. Revived it, it was machazik, the world of Chachma, in a very, very powerful way, which is why there needs to constantly be a shmir, to be on guard, to be in it as well. But there's no question that the world of the Baal Shem Tov was a world where Chachma was Mechayi Baleh, Chachma Techayi, Chachma Techayi, the Iker is Chachma. So on page 44, two-thirds down, Yesh is Chanunus. 41, I'm sorry. My eyes is not down. 41. I asked the fellas in HSL to make the next one bigger. So then they asked, would I be able to find 50 guys in HSL who would like to give $200 a piece? That's the HSL that answer. I mean, they're right. I was giving an eight. It's hard to read. So they said, we're coming out with Chelik Beis, and we need $10,000 for it. Maybe HSL could sponsor the next Chelik of Sizen. I'll talk to the guys and the gals. So that was just my sales pitch. But that's the conversation I had, which is very honest, you know. You can still get for less than a dollar. Because I was assuming, you know, they were telling me how they're looking to make the next chaluk, and I said, oh, I hope that you make it bigger than this one. It's hot a little bit. So they said, yeah, actually, we wanted to talk to you about that. He left me ready a message, and I gotta get back to him. Yesh Chananus v'sayim b'libeinu bina. Every day, we daven before Krishna. We say v'sayim b'libeinu bina. We ask Hashem to infuse our hearts, to fill our hearts with bina. In other words, that we should be able to access the koach of bina that we have. Amenas lahasig lahamig v'lizka v'ligdal. We know that in order for each one of us to do our best in understanding Hashem's Torah and to growing in our devotion and Kiyum HaMitzvahs, we know that we need more and more Bina. Lahavin, Lahask, Lishma, Lumad, Lamed, Lishma, Velasus, Lukayim is cultivate Tamatara Saha. A Jew who wants to learn Torah, a Jew who wants to keep Torah, has to ask all the time for more Bina. Again, this is clearly understood by all those who have been learning since the beginning, that without Bina, one cannot really, really stay focused on the pratim of learning. We're going to be talking more about this on Friday, Mitzvah and Arisat Torah, without Bina. And without Bina, one could, God forbid, become careless when it comes to the Lishma Velasos, being particular about every single dat and desh in Shemiyas HaMitzvahs. So we ask Hashem, the same with Ben Abina. What? Lahav and Lahaskil, to understand, to ask, Lashmar, Lumad, Lamay, to learn, to teach, Lishmar, Velasis, to observe, to keep. Lukayim is called the Beit HaMadei Secha. That's all the beginning of the sentence. But everybody knows there's another word in the sentence. What's that? Biahava. That word, Biahava. it's a very important word, v'ahava. If a kohen would just say, "Hashekli chum d'zos shalom," the Sivar Levarach is Ami Yisrael, he wouldn't say the word v'ahava. The ikus chasam nasef. So our tefillah must be for bina, and bina means lahavin lahask lishmar lumar lam lishmar lasuv kamas kol divrei talmud torah sechem. We need bina for all of that. A lot of bina. Yeah, of course, in chachma too, but you need a lot of bina. But we have to connect all of that, what we're asking for, el tevas, to the last word, which is bi'ahava, with love. And then we say, and then look at how the words, v'ha'ir einena, illuminate our eyes. You ever have such a thing where a person goes to study history or biology or chemistry and he's asking for ha'aris einayim? No such thing, v'ha'ir einena. To understand chemistry or math, a person needs bina, obviously seichel, but needs bina, lahavin, lahaskil, if you want to teach it, it's not only lumad, but lalamid, you want to teach math, you want to teach chemistry, you want to teach history, say it. All of that requires bina. But once you have the word v'ahava, and we're asking Hashem Yisbarach, v'hoir einenu, v'ser esecha, v'hoir einenu, that our lights, our eyes should shine, open up our eyes, v'hoir einenu, illuminate, shine a light into our eyes. And not just that, v'dabik libeinu. There's no such thing as a guy that gets up, some mathematician, he says, v'hoir einenu, v'dabik libeinu. V'yachid l'raveinu, to unify our hearts, all that means, obviously we can spend a long time on each one of these words. V'yachid l'raveinu. In other words, yes, we're asking for bina. Lumod lamishmor v'lasis. Of course, you need bina. But the tachlis is not just to know a lot, and the tachlis is not just to keep everything. The tachlis is bi'ahava. And the bi'ahava means ha'ireinena, the dabit bi'beinu. Right? V'yachid l'vameinu. V'ze'ikah hayeyud, that's the main goal and destination. V'chol ha'mavukash, that's what we're asking for. If you miss the other half of this, and you just say the same, yeah, you might be smart, you might even be an effective teacher. But that's not it. For that, our neshamas didn't have to come into the world. B'shas chachma. What a person is, of course, asking for over there is chachma. And b'shas chachma. And at that moment, when the person is connecting to Chachma, Roya Atzmai Kolul B'Nishmas Yisrael, he doesn't see himself as some sort of an individual, separate scholar. He doesn't see himself as a separate individual scholar sitting in a library or sitting someplace trying to figure out this difficult problem in Talmud or in Halacha. He doesn't see himself in such a way. What does he see himself? He sees himself as a piece of Nishmas Yisrael. Now, you could have a mathematician that belongs to the World Union of Mathematicians, or a chemist that belongs to the Chemistry Union or something. I don't know what they call it. Okay, so he's got Chaver, and they send each other emails, and he gets a newsletter, something like that, about the latest chemistry, whatever they found. But that's not Nishmas Yisrael. Right? Atzma Kol of Nishmas Yisrael. There's no such thing as a Jew that's sitting just a scholar by himself trying to figure something out. It's a tachlis. Nishmas Yisrael, you're part of Knesset Yisrael. Pe'eru shel melech, the splendor, the glory, the pride of the king. Hamiachelis l'kaina, that's filled with longing to connect to the one who created you. That's not chemistry and history. Nasa merkava l'shchina kadosha. You were created to be a merkava. You were created to be a chariot upon which the Shechina Kedosha comes riding into the world. That's what your learning is about. That's what your Shmiras HaMitzvahs is about. It's not just being good at it. It's not working at on your batting or your pitching, working on your Taisus and your Riki Vegas. It's to be a mere Kavah L'Shechina Kedosha. Hamavakesh is Lahakis Sisrei Torah, that is filled with a great longing to be able to eventually come to a place, to a point where you're able to learn Sisrei Torah, secrets after knowledge. People would say, ah, that's not for me. People say such a thing. What does it mean? Ah, it's not for me. Because if you're in the world of Bina, and that's it, so ah, it's not for me, it means you have no interest in Sisrei Torah. You have no interest, like the Zohar HaKadosh says, B'Ginzai, the Malka, in the treasure, in the secret treasures of the kings. You don't have a Shaykh, he's not your father. If it's your father, you want to find everything you can about your father. You want to know everything you can. You want to be able to get as close as possible. If it's some sort of a chachma, if it's just some sort of a interesting limud, so then makes really not, it really doesn't make much of a difference. Who wrote the book? Because lahakis sisrei Torah, a person in the world of chachma, a person wants to know sisrei Torah. He wants to know secrets of Torah, not because he's curious, but because he wants to be closer to the Bar Yoyla. Therefore, he wants to be part of the intimate circle of Hashem. He wants to be part of that. He wants to have a relationship of intimacy, and a relationship of intimacy is sisrei Torah. Secrets of Torah. When somebody that you love, people who love each other, they share secrets. It's not a limud, because he wants to be able to get a PhD in Jewish mysticism. It's because he wants to be close to his father. Elim said Da'as Elokim, to know more, to understand more about HaKadosh Baruch Hu. All of Nigla, like Chazal say, all of the revealed Torah are the keys to the outer gates. A child wants to be part of the inside of the king's palace. Not to be walking around on the outside in some room on the outside. Want to be on the inside. Why? Because that's where the king is. That's where your father is. You want to have a sheikh. You want to have a kesh. You want to be with him. And a person knows that without Sisrei Torah, then you only have the mafteches to the outside. Not to the inside. So a person says, ah, it's not for me. So what he's saying is that the Baruch Hashem is not for him. It's not for me. Nukudas atzmiyusai ena kainach shevis lahabis esek ba. Nukudas atzmiyusai ena kainach shevis lahabis esek ba. In other words, it's not about me. It's not about the person himself. In the world of Bina, it's how much more do I know? And it carries over also into a lot more, much more in the Tiyah towards to the Cheshvan Nefesh. Where am I holding? Am I holding here? What madrig am I? How good am I in learning? How smart am I? All of that. In Chochma, it's not about you. It's not about where I'm holding. It's not about me. It's not the nekudas atzmiyus, any kind of shevis lahabes esek bar. It's not even choshev enough to spend time thinking about it. Where are you holding, and how much do you know? That's not the point. Ki be'yayse b'tchilas aderach apakedes kol reishis dargis bina. Of course, at the beginning, children, and in the early stages of one's life, or if a person only started to learn later on. So obviously, to try to just understand what you're learning, the beginning, a person is very much wrapped up in himself. He's wrapped up in himself, meaning himself. How do I learn? How much am I learning? How much more can I learn? So on and so forth. What do I understand? What do I understand? It's really very much about the person himself. And so, when it comes to his mitzvahs, how many points am I getting? Did I get a lot of points this week? Did I keep a lot of mitzvahs this week? Where am I? It makes a little mitzvah chart like you make for the kids. These are my mitzvahs. These are my averages. Where am I holding? This is all from Bina. Where are you holding? Not that there's anything wrong, but that's not the tachlis of Avodas Hashem. It's Dargis Bina. There always needs to be that element of Bina. But it's not the Ikka. It's not the Ikka. Ach, Kshemur Chav Le'el, Rotsu Chedai, Lekoach Binul Has Shvachev Al Mashem Ha'evaloi, you know, comes a time in a person's life where Lekoach HaBina is expanding and the person feels already the need to go to something El Mashem Ha'evaloi. It's not just you and how much you know and your reputation and what kind of Lamdan you are or what kind of Talmud Chacham you are or what kind of a great scholar you are, whatever. It's Me'ev, there's something beyond that. You outgrow that. Lahasig gedolos, the love I mikach lehis mazgus b'or Hashem is bach. Comes to a time when you want to have a shaychus to connect to the Or Hashem. Shalemala mitfusei tavnisa, that are higher than the limitations of where you're holding, of what you know, of whatever bina you have, lahavin lahaskel lishma luma lazlo, higher than that. When a person is zeichet in nekudas chachma, nasi Yehudi ben Chayrin, leilech shevi, acha kedushas hatayra, ukedushas naisna izbarach. When a person comes into contact with that nekudah chachma, then he becomes free. He's freed from that smallness. He is freed from the self, from the confinement of religious selfishness and selfness. He's freed from that to go out of that smallness and to seek the Kedusha of Torah that can be found by connecting to the Kedusha of the one who gave us the Torah. B'loi l'chashev kol hayom es ma'amado. The in your know, without spending the whole day thinking about where am I holding my mind in Yiddishkeit, and in your know, my inyan in Yiddishkeit. Shehi, the next page. Teitza negreris me'eleha. Tofel vein ikka. That's something that's just that's not the ikka. That's secondary. That's not the main thing. Is not about you, and where you're holding. This does not mean God forbid in any way to be neglectful of Torah mitzvahs. Chas v'chalila. That's not what this means. But I'm not 8 years old. I don't live with a chart. I'm getting little points and little stars, and my whole Yiddishkeit is another point and another star. And then it comes like when you're at the amusement park. Then at the end you take the kids to the thing, and it says over there 420 tickets. And then they show you a whistle, right? It cost the parents $80. So you come in, you come in with your mitzvahs and masim tovim to see what you get for it. That's not the tachlis of Yiddishkeit, trading in your tickets at the booth for a prize. Meila, of course, there's an inyan of schaus, but that's not the tachlis of one's avoda. It's true that sometimes a person needs this way of thinking, just like the kids need the mitzvah charts to keep them online, and they need the constant replenishing of the whistles and whatever toys you put in there. Whistle, vegan. Now it would have to be a digital whistle. But you have to replenish the toys and the prizes. A person needs that, even an adult. Why could they leave so la'atzu misgeris limud leilachva in order to create and stick to a certain framework of learning and so on. So many people, what's the daf yomi? Daf yomi is that, you know, it's enough to know that after 7 years, like I did that and I get the prize. What's the prize? Whatever that is, the good feeling, the family being proud of you, a picture in there, you know, with the chevron in the Colosseum or the garden or whatever. in higher levels of lishma. But sof kol sof, a person, even an adult, needs some sort of a mezgeres, his mitzvot, and his points, to be able to bring the tickets to the counter. And there's nothing to be ashamed of. It's not the tachlis, but there's nothing to be ashamed of. It creates a mezgeres. It creates a certain mezgeres. It creates a framework. It creates a mechayiv to make sure every day to learn the daf, or to learn the Mishnah Berurah of that day, or to learn the Mishnah that day, or to learn the Kishchan Aruch, or the Tanya, Chitas, whatever it is, whatever program a Jew's, Rambam, Yami, whatever you're doing. It creates a mezgeres. It's interesting how the Kadmonim never thought of these things, no? It's interesting how Kadmonim never thought of this, and then until Rav Meir Shapir, and it wasn't really, it was the idea was not even Rav Meir Shapir, it was somebody else. Rav Meir Shapir took and built it. But it's interesting. The Kadmonim never thought of such a thing. That there's a Daf Yomi, a Mishnah Yomi, a Kishnar Yomi, a Mishavu Yomi, I don't know what else, a Chayadim Yomi, what else that I have, Luach Yomi, So, well, the Kadmonim never had such an idea. They weren't smart. The Kadmonim, Chassam Sofer wasn't smart. The Vilna Gaon wasn't smart. How come they didn't have such things? We became smarter, so now we have a Daf Yomi, a Amud Yomi, and a Mishabur, and everything else. But that's the result of a very, very big Yerid in the Darius, not Li in the Darius. It's the result of, it's a very good thing, but it's the result of the Yerid in the Seder Darius, not Aliyah. And Baruch Hashem, with that, there are many, many, many more people that are able to learn. It's true. It's a gewaldige idea, all of these things. But it's because we need more mitzvah points and prizes and stars and all kinds of things and promotions and feelings of moving and incentives and so on and so forth. It's okay, it's true, it's good. But that's not a siman of the greatness of the generation. It's a siman of the matzav hayorud of the generation. The milo is that so many other people that normally would not ever get involved, Hashem, they get involved. And they stick to it. But as adults, a person has to know that that's not the tachlis, the points, the prizes. That's not the tachlis. Because the tachlis is not about you. Ein zayis ki in madrega hamavila el hemshech ikar ya hameshech ikar. It's only a hechetimsa to move you forward, to keep you moving, to get to the tachlis. Zayis ha'teira hakadosha. Ashelimde ha'oris ha'chasidus es bo'ei sha'ara. This is the holy Torah that the light of chasidus has revealed to all those who enter her gates. Lilmoid mitzad ha'iskarvus agulov yisbarach b'tayr. That the tachlis of learning is that learning, more than anything else, brings a person closer and closer to the one who gave the Torah. V'lova l'kach mikol tzad katan b'tayr. And every tiny step that a person takes in Torah, hanachshav si l'chasha'atzma, is itself a tremendous, tremendous benefit. Not because you're necessarily a Talmud Chacham, not because you're a Lamdan. So you see that in general, that there was such a thing that before the Baal Shem, so you had, in general, there were big, you had a lot of Talmud Chacham, you had these Talmud Chacham and Lamdan, and Lamdanim and so on, but the Hamayinam had no Shaykhs to learning. At all. There had no Shaykhs to learning. The regular people had never Shaykhs to learning. When I say learning, I mean, it's not that there was a Mishnayos, there was an Inyakiv, they went to the table, they heard. But the Hamayinam, for the most part, it was this very clear division. Because if Torah is a means of becoming a Lamdan, if Torah is about doing something for you, and you see that, as far as you're concerned, you're 57 years old and you never really understood a black Gemara in any kind of a high level, so then what's the point? But if the Inyan of Torah is every single second is Dveikus Basham, and every single word is itself a Gilui of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, so then whether you're 57 or you're 17, that's the Tachlis, is a different Tachlis. It's a different Cyrus for learning. Whether you're going to be a Rebbe, you're not going to be a Rebbe. Whether you ever be a Talmud Chacham, you're not going to be a Talmud Chacham. A lot of the stories that we hear, a lot of the stories you told us, is that how even though somebody wasn't such a gewaldig gitter when he was young, and he wasn't so smart, afal pi chein, he became like, you know, the Gadol Hador. And then he knew everything by heart, all of Shas Bavli, Yerushalayim by heart. That still leaves us in the cesspool, you understand? Well, I mean, it's very beautiful to hear that about that tzaddik, but where does that leave us? Because let's face it, that's not going to happen to us, most likely it's not going to happen. Most likely it's not going to happen. I'm not saying it's impossible. Most likely it's not going to happen. And I wonder how many nitzivs came out of reading those stories, you know? I don't know. But I know what inspires me when I see a balabas, when I see a yid, that he puts in time in learning and he cares about learning, and not because he thinks he's going to be a nitziv, not because he thinks he's going to be like somebody from the Sefer, or he's going to be the next Rabbi Akiva. But he's learning because it's Teres Hashem, and he wants to be close to the Rebbeinu Shlom, he wants to do the Ratzon Hashem. Those are stories that I find very inspiring. The other stories are interesting, but not as inspiring. The Jews that are the Amcha Beis Yisrael, that's Isaac and Torah, is an unbelievable inspiration. And we had here in the shul a Baal Tshuva that finished Masechta Shabbos, another Baal Tshuva that finished Masechta Yevamos this year. It's not going to be written up in any book. It's not written up in any book. It should have been. We should have had some article written. It would have been kedai. I have charata now, not because of PR, but it would be a chaskas to other people and other shuls to do that, but we had this year. It was chaval. Maybe we can still do it. We should talk about it. Huh? We have to write it. I don't know if there's still tapes or things. Yitzi, for Yitzi, it would be a very good thing. I mentioned it to Yitzi, I saw him in the Simcha like 2 months ago, but I'm absolutely, I didn't take care of it. But I think it would be a gewaldig thing for people to hear. I was in Pesach, I was talking to the Yid in Pesach a few weeks ago, and I said, not Pesach, I spoke at this convention in Stanford, and it was the same day, but it was in Stanford, and I spoke to the Chevra there, and I said, we have in the Shul Yid about Shulva, he finished Masechta Shabbos. You know what that was, what he did? Stop, if anybody did Masechta Shabbos. The other one, Mardukha finished Masechta Yevamos. So people that the whole life, until a few years ago, they never saw a word of Torah. They finished Masechta Shabbos, Masechta Yevamos. And then the rest of the Chav. Well, that's something. That's the most inspiring thing in the world. That's hard work. And hard work not to become... Neither of those people have any musak of becoming a Rosh Hashiva. There's nothing like that. There's one thing. Love the Chabamas. Love the Chabamas. So. That's from the world of Chochma. The world of Bina would say, in Bina a person would say, listen, it's not something that's for you. What are you going to get out of it? And how are you going to be able to teach it? I was before, at 7:35, I was on the phone with a tzaddik bacha, and he was saying to me that he wants to be able to, so I was thinking the parents want him to ready, he should start getting ready to work, and he wants to stay learning more. So he was saying to me, he wants to be able to have more learning to give over to his children, which is a very beautiful thing. He wants to learn more to give over to the children. So I said to him, you have enough to give over to the children already 6 years ago. You have to give over to the children. to give over to the children. Whole musik of what means Tara Lishma. That's also not Tara Lishma. As sweet as it is, that's not Tara Lishma. That's also, that's a attempt to be able to be an effective parent. Which is already a higher madrega of Loy Lishma, right? It's not. Tveikas Pesha. If you have such an idea for thousands of years, that a person has to, should only get married when he's 25 or 26 or 27, so he should be more prepared to teach Tara. To his children. I mean, think about that. Oh, such ideas. It's just an interesting ideas guys have. I mean, if Tyre is to be Dovak to Hashem as well, you get married, Rez Hashem. And you give over to your children. Just the guys, the Baal Tshuva, they finish Shabbos, and Baal Tshuva, they finish Yevamos. So are they going to be able to learn a regular Blat Gemara when the son is 17 years old? I think their biggest pride would be if their 17-year-old is such a learned in yeshivas and such a Talmud Chacham that they can't teach them anymore. They're not going to be embarrassed. That would be their biggest pride. They're not ashamed. The parent has nachas if his children are doing well. Nothing to be ashamed about. The ik is to build a home that's filled with Torah, that's filled with Yiddishkeit. And Dveikus Bashem, with learning, and not a race, and not who's a big lamdan, who's not a big lamdan, and what can I do with my learning, or what can I not do with my learning, where's my learning going to get me on earth or in Shemayim? It's not the tachlis. Isha Chochma, Yiralf. Isha Chochma, Yashkiya, Gambit Varm, Shaharavachim, Hayetzimahem, Boimrak Lachas Manrav. An Isha Chochma, a person of Chochma, will make investments in Yiddishkeit and in learning, even if he doesn't see the results, or he doesn't get feedback. He doesn't get the feedback now. Doesn't think like that. What do I get out of this now? Gam im Jerushal ham hashkor rabba ad ma'od. Even if he has to put in a lot, he has to invest a lot of his koiches into it. Ezu Chachma Reyes HaNoilad. Ezu means it's not right now. A Chachma is not for this second, for this moment. He lives in the world that's higher than this second, this moment. In the end, there'll be. In the end, something will be. But it's not for this moment. V'achem ma'hai taimek efishim esugel ha'revachim ha'atzumim. Olu gam lehav seidim gedaylim. Now, because of the huge investment that the Chacham makes, there could be obviously tremendous gains, but there could also be tremendous losses. What does that mean? There are disappointments. There's no question about it. And there are other Hafsedim we'll talk about in a minute. Ach Isha Bina. Now, the person of Bina. So the Chacham person is prepared to put everything in. He takes great risks. He doesn't see exactly to project any kind of immediate return on his investment, but he goes ahead. Ish habina natua al protov amamoshim laharuam. The person of Bina, he is planted and steady with all of the specific details clear and tangible, a plan, a program, and so on. He doesn't invest beyond his abilities to invest. He doesn't invest beyond. This is what he has intellectually, emotionally. This is what he puts in. Yadiv isuk ba'asokim ktanim. He'd rather become involved in smaller businesses, smaller opportunities, smaller investments. She'ein bam sikunim, that have less risk. Obviously, in Gashmius, and that's emotional for Ruchnius. Lamros sherevachei mu'atim, even though the returns that you get on the smaller risks are smaller. So he'll stick to a certain program and try to, It's not an Indian of connecting to Hashem. It's not an Indian of Tevekis Hashem. It's not an Indian of knowing Hashem. It's sticking to a certain basic problem that they told him about in this yeshiva, that yeshiva. And so he invests according to the karkas that he has, and he gets back the returns based upon that investment. But it's the less risk that you take, and the less money that you invest, so the returns are going to be smaller. Yoisim ke'ela sheyesh b'hem sikuyim l'ravachim gedolim, akruchim gam b'sikunim. Obviously, anything more would require more investment, greater risk, and there's also the possibility of greater returns. Yishum kach zokuk isha chochmi azehir tfei. Therefore, the person who has the nature of chochmah is very strong in him, he has to be very careful. Negativai, which is against his nature, to sometimes hold back. If a person that could be, a person could be reckless and make, you know, somebody in Ruchnis, what would that mean? That means someone who's not ready at all for a certain inyan in Pnimius and Chassidus or whatever, and he pours himself into it, sets himself up for big problems, big failure. He has to be careful, which is not his nature. His nature is to run with a feeling. L'chashev l'olay heref es tsa'adav. We learned about this in Rav Kook also. He has to be careful to watch his steps, to be careful to watch that he does things in the right way. V'loy l'himoshech acha ha'or ha'meyer elav me'achok. To be careful. Sometimes there's a light that's far away, and he's chasing after that light, and that light is not yet where he is. He has to be careful. It could be too far away from him right now, and he's trying to get to that too quickly. That's a danger. L'val ya'aved yoyser m'shi'avich. God forbid, he could end up losing more than he gained. Be very careful. Mikach yuvan shi'esh b'kor ha'chochma ligra mili yehudi lasig v'pnimiyas ha'tara kadosha v'gadlus moichin. We understand that chochma is something which pushes a person to enter into Pnimiyas HaTorah, to learn Pnimiyas, to learn that side of Torah that's Pnimiyas HaTorah, the Godless Meichin, to expand his way of thinking, and using Meichin the Godless, La'avio losis l'kach zmanim harbe l'raymer l'dargis, to use Pnimiyas HaTorah as a way of lifting him up, inspiring him, and lifting him up to higher madrigas. Ach l'umasa, on the other hand, koach habina, the koch habina motivates a person to stick to that which is familiar to him, the familiar territory in learning. Of course, more Gemara, more Rashi, more Tosis, but to stick to the familiar, within the familiar grounds, to stay on grounds, to stay within the territory of what's familiar to him. The person of Bina, the way of Bina, is to be very afraid to try something different, to experiment and try something outside, to go outside. Ochuz heitev, the meshe yesh biyadai. He prefers to hold on tightly to what he has. This is what I have, this is what I'm familiar with, this is what I know. So. Name is Chazal, tafasta mubala tafasta. The person of Bina is always saying over the words of Chazal, tafasta meruba, loy tafasta. If you try to grab too much, you can end up with nothing. So this is something that's always on the mouth of the Bina people. The Bina teachers, the Bina chevra, always tafasta meruba, loy tafasta. And then when it comes to, of course, if it's anything with breast of a Chabad, then it takes on other more sinister things and darker, evil, scary things. And when it comes to stam, to learn Ramchal, to learn Gra, whatever, deeper things in Svarm, so that it's not, they don't make it look as horrible. But the Bina people always say, tafasta meruba loy tafasta. There's truth to it. You have to be careful. But shkura al lashon ki yisod chayim. But with the Bina people, that's on their lips, and that's the yisod of their lives. Tafasta meruba loy tafasta. This is why, this is the meat and potatoes, this is my mesara, this is what I was given, this is what I do, this is what I'm familiar with, this is what I'm comfortable with, this is what everybody else does, this is what I'm comfortable with. So, the mind of Chachma, of course, that way of Chachma pushes a person to go beyond the familiar, to go beyond
the conventional and familiar and so on. To always remain, of course, within the Masorah of Torah and Sinai, but to go beyond what everybody next to him or what he's being told. But, of course, and that could bring him to greatness. Ach b'malkum kazeh yesh liya zohir ma'oid, but of course this person has to be very careful, l'hosh yislev, l'pashtus avaydus ha'maisi, be very careful, we want this ma'oid satar, to be very, very careful, to always, when it comes to the l'maisi of Yiddishkeit, from the moment you wake up, you might ani, you negelvasa, to the moment you go to sleep, kriyas shelamita, every single thing, 100% kedas u'kedin. We understand that the person that wants to take these journeys, right, that wants to go into the Migdal Perech Bavir, who wants to go into the Flying Tower, if he's not going to have an anchor in Bina, he's not going to be anchored into Halacha, into every single detail of Halacha, it'll be very dangerous. So this person has to be very, very much connected to Pashtus. Pashtus says, a Yisoid al Ikra va Pashtus. Everything has to be based on the Yisoid of Pashtus. And to grow and to add. But everything is on that non-negotiable pashtus of being a yid that Shema Mitzvahs, that follows all of the halachas, that keeps all of the minhagim of his father, of his grandfather, or whatever he doesn't have from the photograph, or whatever he's chosen to connect to keep all of those minhagim, Sfardi, and Ashkenaz, and Chassid, Yakke, whatever it is, to hold on tight to all of the minhagim, every single thing. So the man of Chachma, the person of Chachma, has to strengthen himself with Bina, even though it's not natural for him. It's not natural for him, but he has to be careful. Lasik bepratim, to be always busy with the pratim, the details of Yiddishkeit. Gamim einze halach rucha, even though it's not his nature. It's not his nature. Leah is daikon, to be very careful, v'zohir b'alichoysa v'maysa, with everything that he does, and all of his mice, every single thing, to be very, very careful. She yukulam ach kefi hanochan v'aroi apitar. That everything has to be exactly apitar. Zula zois, and if he's not careful, olu chasushon la'abed akol. He could lose all of his godless, all of his big things, he could lose everything. In order for a person who's naturally comfortable in the world of Bina, in order for him to rise above that mold of Bina, yesh lahavin sharuchnius himitzias kayemis. One has to first understand that ruchnius is not an idea. Ruchnius is something that exists. So the word spirituality is thrown around so much. Spirituality is not a difference between how this one feels and that one feels. Ruchnius is a mitzvah. Kayemis. Shavu l'chol nefesh. Each and every one of us has within us the 10 spheres, the levusha nefesh, and so on. Kayechas nefesh, levusha v'le nefesh. Every one of us has that entire world inside of us. We each have a chelik l'kam yimah. So if someone says, are you a spiritual person? You say, no. So he says, oh, you have a neshama? What does it mean? You're not spiritual. So someone says, you're not spiritual? You don't have a neshama? No, I have a neshama. So what does it mean, not spiritual? It means that you're not involved with your neshama. You have no communication with your neshama. What's that about? So why do you have a neshama? What is that? What's it about? Ruchnis is not an idea. Someone says, I have a shidduch for you, the girl's very ruchnizdik. The boy is very ruchnizdik. Someone says to you, no, I'm not looking for a ruchnizdik person, you want someone with a neshama? It's not Jewish. Jewish people have neshamas. You want with a neshama, without a neshama, what do you want? What do you want? No, but I want somebody that doesn't think about his neshama so much. I want someone that really doesn't feel anything, that he has nothing to do with his neshama, or very rarely. I don't mind if I have an ila, he has something. But otherwise, I don't want anybody that really like is too much involved with his neshama. So what does that mean? Ruchnis is davar shavu l'chol nefesh. Therefore, each and every Jew has to try to lift himself up and to come into contact with his neshama, with Elokus, with the Kadosh Baruch Hu. We're not like two programs, a spiritual program and a non-spiritual program. That's a mistake, because it came from many reasons why people think like that. You have two programs. You belong to the non-Ruchnistika club, and this one belongs to the Ruchnistika club. What is that? I could say my netiya is bina, and it's unnatural for me. It's hard for me. Can you help me? What can I do? But there's no such thing to say that no, till 120, I'm in that world without ruchnius. What does that mean? That's not an option for a Jew. It's simply not an option. And if a person's only busy with his points, how many points he has, and how smart he is, and whether he's going to be Rosh Hashiva, and how much he knows, and where is he holding, then he's not going to come to Ruch Nis. That's not a Ruch Nis Dike Matzev to be in. Min ha'or ha'pnimi v'ha'muchashi shaboy. A person has to lift himself higher than himself. And when he thinks about himself, and when he feels about himself, page 43, Yesh l'salos gamal or hamakif. He has to go from the inner self to the or hamakif, to that which is beyond, and to want to connect to something which is higher than his own way and his own mahalach that he is comfortable with. He has to go to something beyond that. That there's that or makif that is higher than the level of what you and I are keeping, a person's keeping, but it's there above the person, constantly shining, and to reach for that. Hadover begeder ha'efshar. Ki bekli habina yesh gamken dagis chachma. Now you might ask, or you might feel, forget it, I'm a bina guy, I'm a bina girl, I can't do that. I don't have this inyan of beyond myself. I can only think in terms of how much I know and how firm I am and how many points I have on my mitzvah shot. I can't. I'm not spiritual. I'm just not like that. That's a very big mistake. It's a mistake in the emes of Yiddishkeit and understanding the truth of Yiddishkeit, and it's a mistake in yourself. The truth is that every single Jew has, of course, Chachma and Bina. Not only that, Ki b'chlei ha-Bina yesh gamken dargis Chachma. Since Bina and Chachma and Bina are the father and mother, they're really, like it says in the Zohar, Cherein, Blem, Espan, the two inseparable Kaychas Chachma. Therefore, even if you're a Bina person, there's Chachma in the Bina. And even if you're a Chachma person, there's Bina and Chachma. No, nobody is pure Chachma and pure Bina. No such thing. In Chachma there's Madregas of Bina, and Bina there's Madregas of Chachma. Well, that's all the spheres are. Malchus Shebechesed, Vur Shebechesed, Tver Shebechesed, right? It's not. So, you have Gvur Shebegvur, but those who learn Pnimis know that that's also the Dischesed. Because Gvur, Shibagvur means really Gvur with all the other spheres. Shibagvur with Gvur with all of the spheres. Just the yellow highlight is on Gvur. But it's always the whole system. Ki b'klei b'ni yesh gamken dargis chachma. Chachma shibabina. Kom l'el sheyesh b'chol dargis kala dargis. That's the beauty of it. In every madrega, they're all madregas. It's just there's the dominant and there's the recessive. But in all madregas, in every madrega, all the madregas come along. It's always cumulative. It's just that you have your stronger in you. But it's always together with everything else. There's no such thing as a Jew that's just Chachma. A Jew that's just Bina. There's no such thing. Never was.
V'zoi sheyakir madua hadava kashalov. Madua tiva hakarach v'bechinas bina. Yeah, it's harder for you. You're very drawn to bina. That's your personality. That's your nature. You chaleidish any rochik mihasogazu. El yesh lo lufa b'sarich. Tnuas nefesh etisaya lehiz gava me'al tchunaso hamut ba'azmo. It means, of course, it's harder for you. But you can do it, because in your bina there's an element of chachma, always. And you have to learn how, and we're going to, learn how to connect to that presence of chachma in the bina, even though it feels to you like it's tiny, it's hardly there. Maybe it's only for a minute by ne'ila. How to uncover that, how to strengthen it, and to reveal that it should become more part of your life. It's going to take work. V'lubem ma'at kidei l'schaber el habina kidei l'schaber el habina kidei l'schaber el mabat acher al ha'olam. It's going to be hard work for you to be able to come to have a different way of looking at the world, not the way that you. We were talking about that this morning. How hard it is for a person to change his days. It's so hard for a person to change when it comes to kachas nefesh. It's very, very hard to change. Chachma bina, it's very hard to change. But a person can. Yesh ba neshama chelak l'kam yimal. You're not spiritual. You have a neshama, which is a chelak l'kam yimal. Imagine a person says, "I'm not spiritual," and then Hakadosh Baruch Hu will send an avi to give you a microscope or whatever, some instrument to look inside of you to see a chelak l'kam yimal mamish. How can you say you're not spiritual? Hatsayfim yisayfar l'mat sayfay. Each and every one of us has a chelak l'kamim al mamish that is able to see from one end of the universe to the other end of the universe. It's inside each and every one of us. Yesh b'yishar chalkei nefesh ruach neshama chai v'yichid. Each one of us has inside of us nefesh ruach neshama chai v'yichid. Madregas of ourselves that are chavuke, dvuke, makadosh baruch hu mamish, that atzmus ein sof, that are connected to, that are part of the infinite one himself. And you say you're not spiritual. Since every one of us has those koiches written into the program of who we are, it's there. That means shemikoychem yuchal afu ledavke batzmusay shel or Hashem kitay. That means that each and every one of us has the ability to draw that out, to access it, to draw that out, and to live our lives as Jews who are dveikim b'Hashem. Each and every one. There's no Jew that ever lived that didn't have that ability. No Jew that ever lived to say that he's not spiritual. It's just that he's not interested because he's not comfortable with it, because it's new to him, he doesn't know what it is. My Rebbe didn't say I can. My father's not like that. You know. My mother's a vegetarian. Whatever it is. All the explanations and excuses. The bottom line is that you don't believe that you have it, and you're not comfortable, and you can't. And it is this, and whatever it is that you're familiar with comes easier to you. So the tachlis of life is not where it comes easier to you. I will continue with Shishan next time.